during his time at that restaurant, though they didn't marry until much later. At 26 years old, Meyer traveled to Italy and France to learn more about the kitchen side of the business. He honed his cooking skills with master chefs and funneled his spending money into feasts at affordable but fine eateries. When he returned to New York a year or so later, he felt ready to start the involved process of opening his first restaurant. He slaved over the details, making thoughtful decisions about everything from location, deciding on an up-and-coming neighborhood, to wine selection. It took a lot of work, and a good bit of luck, but Union Square Cafe opened its doors in 1985. The restaurant started strong, but it also had some serious flaws. Wait times were out of control as Meyer learned the ins and outs of scheduling reservations. When Union Square Cafe became more established, Meyer began a process of steady expansion into what would eventually become the Union Square Hospitality Group, USHG. With each new restaurant, the concept, which was almost always innovative, and the space dictated unique design challenges. For instance, the first iteration of 11 Madison Park felt too casual for its grand, historically significant architecture, so adjustments were required. Meyer's barbecue restaurant, Blue Smoke, needed a 15-story smokestack that was very difficult to build. The Modern, his restaurant in the Museum of Modern Art, demanded delicious food that could be prepared ahead of time in the basement of the facility. Typically, Meyer and his team spent between 1 and 3 years working the kinks out of a given restaurant once it had opened. What remained the same across this eclectic portfolio of projects was Meyer's commitment to quality and, above all, superior hospitality. From the beginning, he emphasized experience over food, though food was always incredibly important. Meyer worked hard to please his stakeholders, which he ranked in an unusual order, from employees, who were most important, to guests, community, suppliers, and investors. The way in which he ordered these five groups formed the basis of Meyer's philosophy of enlightened hospitality, which governs USHG to this day. One way in which Meyer ensured that his employees were both excellent and happy was by following a special formula he named the 51% solution. He saw his employees' jobs as consisting of 49% technical expertise and 51% emotional skills. He put a great deal of care into the hiring process, which he personally oversaw for many years. Putting together an exceptional team was essential to creating the special air of generosity that became Meyer's signature. He and his team bent over back.